And on a more pragmatic level, I think anybody that's involved with a sanctuary or shelter would say, you know, the days are long and hard, but, as I understand it, at Baja Animal Sanctuary, there's some, unique challenges that make that maybe even more true, starting with the fact that I think people might be interested to know, if they don't, that there's no electricity there.
Yeah. we operate on a generator. Our gasoline bill usually averages between $20 and $25 per day to run the generator.
Mm.
We use the generator to run the washing machines, to do the laundry, to bathe the animals. We need hot water. There's no telephone service out there. We have cellular phones, but sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, depending on where we are at the sanctuary. We're on a dirt road, and when it rains, it's almost impossible to get in or out. So our food supply, medicine supply has to be high so that if we cannot get in, that the people that are there can keep on functioning.
Wow. And just given what you already mentioned there, like, can you sort of just take us through at least the basics of a typical day there, given, just what you said already, that you have to sort of either contend with or even anticipate in some cases? What would be a sort of fairly typical day there?
Well, our day begins about 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's when our day crew arrives. The first thing that they do is take care of the small animals, namely the puppies and the kittens, that need to be watered and fed immediately.
Okay.
Those areas are cleaned. Then we get to the larger corrals, where we have usually 20 to 30 dogs in what we call a corral. We don't have small confined areas except for those animals that are very ill and can't be with the other group of larger animals.
I see.
And then we begin cleaning the corrals. We walk around and check to see if there are any health problems that have not been detected from the previous day.
Mm-hmm.
We fill up water troughs and food bowls. And that pretty much takes us up to lunchtime. After lunch, we spend the afternoon bathing the animals,
mm-hmm.
or giving special attention to those that might have a cut or a bruise or a limp or something going on. And then at about 4 o'clock, the night crew comes in, and they stay all through the night and watch the property. Again, they walk around and make sure that all the animals are tended to, have food, water. If there are any meds to be given, they're told what time the meds are to be given. And that's about it.
Wow. And you said earlier that typically that day involves 500 animals that you're...
Exactly.
Wow. And what are the various ways that those animals arrive at Baja Animal Sanctuary?
Well, for instance, yesterday morning I was racing to the sanctuary. I needed to pick up 5 animals that had to go for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way up into the hills, I saw a small black German Shepherd underneath a tree. And I stopped, and I'm glad I did, because he was tied to the tree, apparently sometime during the night. And I brought him up to the sanctuary, and of course the guys look at me like, oh, another one? And I go, bath immediately, deworm immediately, first vaccine.
Mm.
So we find them in numbers of ways. I come to my office, and sometimes there's a box of puppies sitting at the front door. People come to the sanctuary with the animals, and what I tell them is that you can possibly take care of them for another 2 or 3 days until we can make room.
Yeah.
Usually the people are pretty understanding. They say, oh, yeah, we can hold them for another couple of days. And then they come back, and by then we've got a corral available.
Wow. So obviously at this point people really know, for better and worse, I guess, that, that's where they should go.
Yeah. But, it's unfortunate, like I said, that the German Shepherd tied to the tree yesterday morning. It was within 100 yards of the sanctuary, so they obviously knew that if they tied it to the tree, one of us, one of the workers at the sanctuary, would find it.
Sure.
And, of course, take it, but not to have the courage to walk into the gate and say, I can't take care of this animal.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
That's what hurts.
And, given that the regular sort of ongoing daily population averages 500, so I guess it's not, there's plenty of, animals coming in, but it sounds like there aren't too many going out.
Well, okay. Right now we're doing two adoption events at PetSmart in mm-hmm. San Diego.
Okay.
That doesn't even put a dent in the amount of animals that come in.
Sure.
Because we'll put out possibly 12 to 15 animals in one weekend, but come home to find out that 20 more have come in.
Wow.
So it's a never-ending situation.
Yeah. Influx, yeah.
I've been working with the city of Rosarito for the last 6 years, trying to get them to comprehend that they can run all day long, picking up dogs, taking them to the pound, electrocuting them, but unless they get a handle on the population, they will not ever stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so within the last month, we've reached an agreement with the city of Rosarito to provide a service for the low-income people here to come and have their animals neutered, no cost.
Wow.
No cost. I'm scrambling right now to get all the funding needed to provide the medicines. I'm trying to work with the local veterinarians here to get them to come on board and say, yeah, I'll donate one day a week of my time.
Mm-hmm.
But for the city to finally agree was a tremendous
victory.
Victory, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just because what you were saying earlier about just the, again, the sort of fundamental, really culturally ingrained resistance, it mm-hmm. seems like. That sounds like that's monumental.
Yeah, it was a big victory. I mean, we celebrated after that meeting. This has been going on for years.
Yeah.
And for them to finally say, okay, perhaps you're right.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
great.
You.
And needless to say, with the kind of numbers, on the other hand, that are there, that Baja Animal Sanctuary is clearly a no-kill facility, and then some, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If we see an animal that comes in and is so far beyond help
mm-hmm.
that we cannot improve that animal's life no matter what we do,
yeah.
unfortunately, we will have to put the animal down.
Mm-hmm.
That happens far too often with us. If an animal comes in and it's old but is still happy and 90% healthy,
mm-hmm.
we'll let it live out its life.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't see any problem with that. They
sure.
don't cause any problems for us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, with the kind of numbers that are residing there, that's obviously generally the way it does work.
And they all have names.
Great.
And they're all happy. I mean, people that come to the sanctuary cannot believe that so many animals can get along so well and all have names and toys and are well tended to.
Yeah. And along those lines, kind of, I mean, what can people that are listening to this, what can they do to help? I mean, in any number of ways. I mean, starting with how does it work to volunteer there?
Well, you can volunteer in a number of ways. You can contact me direct via email. You can contact any number of the volunteers in South San Diego County, and they can guide you as to how you can volunteer. We need help at adoption events. We need help with people that can foster animals between adoption events so that they don't have to come back to the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
You can help if you know of a way to get donated food for the sanctuary. We have a storage unit in San Diego where people can drop off donated items. We're in constant need of towels and blankets and toys and mostly food.
Sure. Well, I'm going to hit this, probably repeatedly, but this is a good opportunity to say that the website, and it's a great website, I actually have it up on my screen right this moment, is www.bajadogs.org, and you alluded to your email address down there, which is bajadogs@aol.com. So, but the website has a bunch of great information about some of the things you've touched on, how to volunteer and some of the things that need to be done and adoptions. So it's, that's a great place to sort of go. And if you, want to help out in one or more ways, there's very specific, great information about that.
It's a good website, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, and I might add that we are also a nonprofit in the U.S. That's very important for people to know.
Absolutely, because my next thing I was going to sort of touch on about ways, different ways people can help is that they can donate in a couple at least major ways, including just popping a check you know, in the mail to Baja Animal Sanctuary, and it's P.O. Box 439-060, and then you add PMB 626, and that's San Diego, California, 92143-9060. And but there's also, again, if you go to the website to do it by way of credit card, either one time or ongoing. So that would be great. But yeah, it sounds like, again, the big emphasis too is if anyone has access to food that they could donate. How much food would you say you go through in a given?
We go through 450 pounds of dry dog food a day.
Mm.
And about 70 pounds of dry cat food a day.
Wow.
We like to give the animals canned food when we can.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we save that for Sundays. They seem to know when Sunday is there because they're all barking and
lining
home.
Up in a certain
yeah,
way.
They're all
yeah.
lining up for the canned food. They
sure.
know.
Wow. Well, that's great. And then the adoptions that you touched on, each... basically, there's the dog adoptions every Saturday, is that right, at PetSmart in San
every
Diego?
Every Saturday at the PetSmart on Arrow Drive, mm-hmm. Murphy Canyon, which is South San Diego County.
Okay.
And the second and fourth Saturdays of every month
mm-hmm.
at PetSmart in Vista.
Right. And then in addition to that, for cat adoptions, that's... is that every day, I want to say?
Well, or? We have been very fortunate. PetSmart has been very good to us. They've given us the entire cattery at the PetSmart in Vista. So our cats are up there 24/7. Applications are taken on the cats and
mm-hmm.
the kittens. And then our director of adoptions up there, Kathleen Paymart,
mm-hmm.
will contact the people, do a home check, and if they are approved, they can have one of our cats.
That's great. That's great. And sort of, you know, another thing that's important to mention at this moment in particular, that's both a great way to have a nice afternoon and evening and really also help out Baja Animal Sanctuary, is there's a fundraiser coming up on Sunday, August 10th in Temecula called Comedy in the Vineyards. And as it might suggest, there'll be comedians, three pretty accomplished comedians. I happen to know all three of them, and they've been on Conan O'Brien and the Jay Leno Show and the David Letterman Show and Comedy Central, etc., etc. It's Ian Bagg, Dan Lewis, and Tom Ryan, and that's going to be at the Ponte Family Estate Winery in Temecula, again, on Sunday, August 10th from 5:30 to 8:30, and there'll be eats and obviously wine and raffles and comedy and all kinds of great stuff, and all the proceeds will go to Baja Animal Sanctuary. So again, you can find out more about that by way of the BajaDogs.org website. There's also probably a phone number or two to call if you want to do it that way. I've got a couple here, Sonny. Any particular either email address or phone number you'd want to suggest for people to find out more or make, you know, purchase their tickets in advance?
Well, people can contact Sandra Simpson
mm-hmm.
in San Diego. Her phone number is area code 619-231-6960.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she'd be happy to help you regarding tickets.
Great.
That way they don't have to call me all the way down here in Mexico.
Sure. No, absolutely. But it's going to be a really wonderful event. And
we're looking forward to it. We've also added a silent auction.
Oh, fantastic.
And we've got some wonderful, wonderful prizes in there. Beautiful.
Can you give us a little sneak preview of what the prizes
well,
might be?
Maybe like a weekend in Mexico for
wow.
two.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Let the bidding begin. So, well, this is cool. Well, Sonny, we're sort of just heading to the end of our time, but are there any other sort of just items that either we haven't touched on or just kind of, you know, last-minute tidbits that we should know about before we wrap up our conversation here?
Well, you know, I think people in the States have a hard time dealing with what's going on down here.
Mm-hmm.
But I really encourage people to come down. I'll meet them in town. I'll take them to the sanctuary if they're afraid to try to, you know, find it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The map is on the website. Come down, see what we're doing. I think you'll be pleased.
Yeah.
Anybody that has ever visited a third world country, in this case Mexico, can attest that there are so many problems.
Sure.
And if you're an animal lover, come on down. Help us. see what we're doing.
Great. Well, that sounds good. And, Sunny, again, we appreciate what you've been doing all these years. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the Comedy in the Vineyards fundraiser on Sunday, August 10th. And we hope everybody listening will try to join us. And if you can't for some reason, then also just either way, pop a check in the mail to Baja Animal Sanctuary. So, again, Sunny Benedict, thanks so much for joining us on Talking Animals.
Thank you so much, Duncan.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we want to thank Sunny Benedict for speaking with us on Talking Animals. And again, the website for Baja Animal Sanctuary is www.bajadogs.org. And again, the Comedy in the Vineyard information is this Sunday, August 10th, 5:30 p.m. at the Ponte Winery in Temecula. And you get information on the event, how to get tickets, by either calling area code 909-587-6611. Or checking into the Baja Animal Sanctuary's website at www.bajadogs.org. And they do have a banner there with all the info, and you can get tickets at the door. And again, it's going to be great comedy, good eats, beautiful scenery, and raising money for Baja Animal Sanctuary. So can't beat that. All right, it's time now for something we do every week. It's Name That Animal Tune. And before we jump in, I want to remind you that the opinions and views expressed on Talking Animals are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. And my name is Duncan Strauss. It's 88.9 FM KUCI in Irvine, streaming live on the internet via KUCI.org. And so Name That Animal Tune. By the way, last hour, no one called in with a guest, but it was me and you and a dog named Boo by Lobo. So anyways, the way this game is played is like any other Name That Animal Tune, basically, except these are always animal-oriented. And we'll just play a brief snippet, and we never want to do any much more than that, partly because we never want to stray too far for too long from the KUCI music policy. But if you do recognize the song, call us, 949-824-5824, 949-UCI-KUCI, and you correctly identify it. There's a prize. Did he say prize? Yes, there's a prize. You get a prize. And including one possible prize might be a copy of the Dog Songs from Kirk Olson. But there's plenty of other cool things we have in our little bag of tricks as well. So here's the Name That Animal Tune selection for today. Give us a call when you recognize it. 949-824-5824. All right. Anybody recognize that? Does it ring any kind of a bell? Well, either way, while you're thinking about it. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see. Hold on one sec. KUCI.
Wild Horses, Rolling Stones.
Wow. No hesitation, man. That's like instantly that's the answer, and that's the correct answer, more importantly.
UCI graduate, and the Stones are big, so
cool.
That's an easy one.
All right. Well, great. What's your name?
JR.
JR?
Yeah.
All right, JR, and I don't know if you had a chance to listen earlier in the show when we were interviewing Kirk Olson and playing some Dog Songs, but one of the prizes for today could be a copy, your very own copy of Dog Songs.
Okay.
And we also have various other things in my little bag of tricks, which I actually didn't bring with me today, but there's everything from, do you have animals living with you?
I have some cats.
Cool. Well, we also have like a lint roller thing that you can get to cat hair off of clothes and furniture.
Great.
We've got some cool necklaces that we picked up recently. One has a cool elephant, another has a dolphin. Let's see, what else do we have? We've got some cat toys.
Okay.
To pick one, and then we'll get whichever one you select in your hand.
Do that off the air? Or?
Well, what you can do is, if you want to say what you want now, you can. And then what you can do is send me an email.
What was the other than the cat roller, the cat hair roller, what else was there?
There's cat toys. There's the Dog Song CD. There was a couple different necklaces to choose from. One has an elephant on the end of it, and the other has a dolphin.
I'll just take the cat hair roller thing.
Cool. Okay. Well, what you can do, JR, is just email us at talkinganimals@aol.com.
Okay.
And then we will get contact info and where we can send this to you. And thanks for playing Name That Animal Tune.
Great, thanks.
All right, thanks for listening. See ya. Okay. Well, there we go. So that's how the game is played, in a fast and efficient manner, no less. But anyway, we've just about reached the end of this edition of Talking Animals on KUCI. So I do want to once again remind you that all the views and opinions, views expressed on the show are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. And I want to thank our guest, Sunny Benedict. Again, remember, BajaDogs.org, BajaDogs.org, and the fabulous comedy show fundraiser this Sunday at Ponte Family Estate Winery in Temecula. That's this Sunday, August 10th, 5:30. Great comedians, great setting, great eats, raising money for Baja Animal Sanctuary, and as well as our guest in the first hour, Kirk Olson, CD's Dog Songs. And hold on, we got another caller here. Hold on, I might be too late for the name of that animal too, but who knows what they're calling about? KUCI.
What an interesting show.
Well, thank you.
Duncan, is that you?
Yeah, I think you might have the sound on. I think I can hear the radio in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
does that bother you?
No, if you can hear yourself.
I'm on
that's
my cell phone.
Yeah, you're on the air right now, though, Liz, right?
I wanted to tell you that the guest you had was so interesting.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Sunny Benedict, a really amazing woman. And again, there's all kinds of ways to help with Baja.
You're talking to me and I can hear you on the air.
Because you are on the air, Liz. That's what I keep trying to tell you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll get off now.
No problem. Okay. No problem.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Anyway, so again, the Comedy in the Vineyards this Sunday, Temecula. Again, you can call 909-587-6611 for additional information, ticket information, or go to the Baja Animal Sanctuary website, www.bajadogs.org. And otherwise, we'll be back next Monday at the regular time, just 1 hour, the usual thing next week, 9 to 10 a.m. I want to ask you to, of course, stay tuned for Jeff Scott and the Blues Disease coming up shortly on KUCI. And again, any comments, guest suggestions, song suggestions, comedy bits, other news items, tidbits, all can be emailed to us at talkinganimals@aol.com. And we're going to leave you with an animal-related tune by Tom Waits. It's from the album Mule Variations, no less, animal-related directly there. And this song is Get Behind the Mule by Tom Waits. It's 88.9 FM, KUCI. I'm Duncan Strauss. We'll see you next week on Talking Animals.
I'm out of the dam, smoke Jimmy the Harper with a hard little pistol and a lariat. She's going to the bottom, she's going down the drain. Said she wasn't big enough to carry it. She got to get behind the mule, yeah. In the morning and proud, got to get behind. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Chopping and shopping for the axe in the woods. You got to meet me by the fall down tree. A shovel of dirt upon a coffin lid, and I know to come looking for me, boys. I know they come looking for me. Got to get behind a mule, yeah. In the morning and plow. Get behind a mule. In the morning and plow. Get behind a mule. In the morning and plow. Get behind a mule. In the morning and plow. That girl was 8'1", and he stood in the road and he cried. He couldn't make her love him, he couldn't make her stay. Tell the good Lord that he tried. Got to get behind a mule, yeah. In the morning, wow. Get behind a mule.
tall and brown. You got to get my avenue. The morning and brown. Got to get my avenue. Morning and brown. Dust the trail from ashes in the placid mill on the back of the Weaverville stage. Unified baby for a lemonade. I was stirring my brandy with a nail, boys. Stirring my brandy with a nail. Got to get by.
Hi, this is Knockout Greg from Knockout Greg and Blue.